We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I'm Lunchbox. I run the show because I know the most about sports. I give you my sports opinions and sports facts because I'm a sports genius.
I'm Eddie. I know the least about sports, but I'm also known as the one with the most weak arguments on the show. Guess because I just don't know what I'm talking about.
Hey guys, I'm Ray. I like to do some fake laughs every once in a while. I absolutely crushed my lock of the night last night. I said over 8.5 the Yankees, and the A's dominated it for me. I haven't missed in a couple weeks. You want to win some money, listen to me.
Yeah, that was your first lock in 2 weeks. It's the first time you've been here. Yeah, I crushed it by half a run.
That's how you win bets.
That was great.
You're not going to win them by 30 points, 30 runs. You win stuff by a point, a half, a hook.
You know why? Because Vegas is good like that.
They're real good.
They know what they're doing.
That over-under was sitting. You had no idea if you won or lost in the eighth inning. Giancarlo Stanton hits a home run. Boom. Winners, losers in one pitch, eighth inning. You got to wait the whole game.
Guys, if the people that are creating the betting lines are such geniuses, why are they not curing cancer out there? Why are they not making rocket ships? Like, they're just working in Vegas, putting numbers out?
Yeah.
No, the reason they're so good is because they control the gaming.
Okay, why are strippers not professional dancers in Broadway in New York?
They make more money.
No. No.
Strippers don't make more money than the Broadway dancers?
No.
I don't know. How do you know this?
Those Broadway dancers.
You know a couple strippers out there, a couple Broadway dancers?
I mean, the Broadway dancers make quite a good living, I believe.
They?
Yeah. And it's classier.
Well, there's no question about that.
But I would bet there are some strip clubs sort of like Miami and Vegas that make a good six figures easily. Because I know there's girls that fly in to Vegas just to strip on the weekends.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I met one on a plane one time when I was flying to Vegas.
Oh, hey, what do you do?
I'm a stripper.
Wait. I've flown with you, and as soon as you get on the plane, you put your little earphones on, you plug your iPad. What do you do with that? You listen to books, audiobooks?
Yeah, audio. No, I don't listen to audiobooks. I just sometimes I watch TV on it, or I just put it on so people think I'm listening to something so they won't bother me.
Okay, so the only time you take your headphones off is when a hot looking stripper is sitting next to you on the plane.
Well, it doesn't have to be a stripper, it just has to be a hot chick.
And then you start talking to her?
Like, have you ever met a girl? Have you guys never met a girl on the plane?
Oh, I have. Yeah, when I was in college, are you kidding me? When you get on Southwest, you pick your seat, you sit next to a hottie.
Yes.
I did that all the time in college when I'd fly home to see my parents. All right, getting on Southwest. Time to look for a hottie. Oh, seat's right next to her. Perfect.
But here's the thing. If you're the first on the plane and say you go to the window seat and then some other dude comes, sits in the aisle, you're done. Like, there's no hot girl going to sit in the middle of two dudes.
See, that is what you think. I had a scenario. I was flying to the Valley, which is South Texas.
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
South Padre Island area, McAllen.
The Rio Grande Valley.
In Texas. I was flying from Austin for a wedding. This girl I went to college with, she was getting married, and I didn't have a date or anything, so I book my ticket on Southwest. I get my hotel room, and I go, and I'm in the very next to last row on the plane, and I sit by the window. And then some, like, 16-year-old kid sits on the aisle. The last two people on the plane are two hot chicks, and they are walking towards the back of the plane.
This never happens.
And I am like, oh, my gosh, this kid better get up and give these girls the two seats. Like, because there's one on our row and one behind us.
Well, what about you?
No, because I want to sit next to the chicks, okay? And I'm like, okay. And right when they get to our row, the kid goes, oh, do you guys want to sit together? I'll move back a row. And I'm like, okay.
Hey,
okay.
Props to the kid.
Hey, props to the kid for identifying the situation and realizing he needs to get out.
How long ago was this?
10 years.
So this kid's a grown man.
He's a
very
grown
solid
man.
Individual.
Yes, probably knows how to work with the ladies because he knew at that age. So the girls sit down next to me, and we sit there and we start talking kind of. And then, plane delayed. We have to deplane. Like, there's a mechanical issue. Get off the plane. So these girls are like, hey, we're going to go to the bar. You want to come? I'm like,
They asked you that?
Yes.
Dude, this is amazing.
Do you believe that?
I believe it 100%.
So,
in public, he has a great personality with meeting people.
In public?
So we go.
Not on the radio.
I'm saying most people just bullcrap on the radio. He actually has game in real life.
We go to Austin Bergstrom International Airport Bar.
Coach, we don't need the official name of the airport.
Yeah, Coach, just get to the
point. So it's ATX, Boston Bergstrom.
BNA. They got drink specials going on. 2-for-1, Sam Adams for $2.50.
Terminal B.
TUB. And then they've got the frozen margaritas, 99 cents a piece.
Boarding 30 minutes before your flight.
So
the place is full. Two stools left. I'm like, what do I do?
So we sit at the bar, we drink for an hour, and they time to get back on the plane. We're the last ones on the plane.
Because
Wait, no, whoa. That sounded bad. You're drinking.
Yeah, we're drinking.
That sounded like you were kissing them.
Oh, no. So
if you make a noise, you got to say it. This is radio.
Right. You can't.
So well, that's exactly what you did.
I know, but I was like.
That's exactly what I did.
Do it again. Okay, that's the drinking sound.
We get back on the plane, and there's only middle seats left.
Oh, no.
Yes, because we're so late getting on the plane.
But where's the kid sitting?
Oh, who cares about the kid? The kid's gone. It's over because it's not assigned seats. So we don't sit next to each other. So I'm like, I'm never going to see these girls again, right? And we had talked at the bar about how we were both renting cars because they were going to Padre and I was going to McAllen for a wedding. And so I get off the plane and they're sitting there waiting for me. And I'm like, okay.
Amazing.
Okay. So we walked down to the car rental place and I'm like, well, you guys, and they're like, oh, well, give us a call if you want to come to Padre, you know, after the wedding or whatever. And I'm like, okay. So I get off the plane, and since I was delayed, I was meeting friends for dinner, and I had I changed in a gas station bathroom, never went to my hotel, and after the dinner, I was like, man, I'm going to call these chicks up, see what's up.
Damn, go to Padre.
So I call the chicks up, and they're like, well, come to Padre and party with
us.
Guys,
that's just to let you know, that's about a little over an hour drive.
Yeah, so your boy drove to Padre. I never went to my hotel room, partied with these chicks. And me and one of the girls, you know, we may have had some fun that night.
What do you mean?
We would, let's just say I stayed in her hotel room and it was.
Dang.
Okay.
All started on the flight.
All really? Started on the flight. And so then the next day I got to wake up and go to the wedding. I haven't even been to my hotel yet. Okay? Like, I have not even been there.
You realize you're a god to people right now.
So I
bloodshot eyes and everything.
Hey, to all you fools out there that are scared to talk to the person next to you on the plane, listen to this story.
Yes, it can happen, guys. I'm telling you.
You know there's someone listening who's on a plane right now waiting to take off.
Yes, they are. And they're like, oh, man, I need to talk to this chick next to me. Just do it. Things can happen.
It.
So I went to the wedding. I went there. And then after the wedding, I was like, you know what? There's no hot girls at this wedding. I'm going back to Padre!
Went back to Padre?
I went back to Padre.
Guys, that's about an hour and 25-minute drive.
I spent two nights with these chicks tearing up Padre.
Hey, smash cut.
Smash cut. You know, we exchanged numbers, whatever, and we...
That's your wife, right?
No. That's not my wife, but...
Oh, I thought that's where the story was going.
I hung out with them a couple more times when we got back to town, and then the girl that I kind of... She met a dude, and they ended up getting married, and they have two kids.
You still keep in touch with
them? Yeah.
That's weird.
No, it's not weird.
Dude, that is awesome. It was because you had the balls to talk to a chick on the plane.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. If it can happen.
Hold on. It's not ballsy to talk to someone on the plane.
No, yeah, it is. Because people put their headphones on.
I'll tell you what's rare is that the two chicks got off the plane that we're going to go to the bar. Do you want to come?
Because he had already started talking to him.
That
he
never happens.
It. As long as you start talking to them, you got it somewhat of an in. If you don't talk to the person, you have no in. You're not getting a number. You're not having a good flight. Enjoy your boring location you're going to.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
It was crazy. It was.
That's a crazy story.
It was a great story. It was so fun, and I was just like, okay. That's the first time I really ever talked to people on the plane. I was like, man, I've got to. These chicks are coming right for me, and boy, if this doesn't happen. There she is, dude.
Wow, lunch.
Yeah.
Not bad, dude.
Yeah.
I will say, though, man, me having a girlfriend, it is such a relief. When you get on a plane or anywhere, you never have to hit on chicks. It's just like, I got a girl, you know? There's never a pressure. You know when you're single and you're on a plane, at a restaurant, you're at a bar, you're always like, man, I'm going to kick myself if I don't hit on this person. When you're in a relationship, you never have that thought.
Right.
So there's no regrets or stuff like weird stuff like that.
And then when you're in a relationship, that's when girls talk to you and you're like, great.
Yeah, well, and then...
Because when you're single, no one talked to me.
I just feel like in your head, it's so much more relaxed when you're in a relationship because you're not putting that pressure on yourself. Yeah. It's awesome. I actually love being in a relationship. Great story, but on the outside of that, I love being in a relationship, man.
Listen, no, I love being married, but...
Wait, why are we even... That's not a thing.
It was just because we're telling an old story. Right.
Yeah.
It was just an adventure, and I was just
I love being married, too. I mean...
This is awesome. Yeah. And, like, I mean, all I did... The only time I checked in my hotel was to shower the morning of the wedding and get dressed for the wedding. That was it. I drove to the hotel.
Dude, and whose wedding was it? They're like, you know what? Lunch didn't even stay in town. I'm pretty sure he partied in Padre all weekend.
Was he even here?
Yes, your one guest that was on the list didn't even check into his hotel room, and we see he didn't even check in for his dinner at the wedding.
Hey, Lunchbox, that's like your wedding. Ray went.
Ray didn't even show up. He just showed up the...
He flew to Austin.
Yeah, and then what is it called? The after party?
The reception.
The reception.
So he didn't attend your actual wedding.
That's okay.
I knew Lunch wouldn't care.
I don't care.
And we don't get that much time off work, so they're like, hey, here's a trip to Austin, my city where I used to live. Of course, I'm going to party the whole time. I thought, who cares about seeing a wedding in a church? Let's go to the reception. The reception was the memorable part. That was awesome.
No. Yeah.
Lunchbox had...
How much of the reception do you remember, though?
Because
you were tanked.
Are you kidding me, dude? I was being funny most of the time. Our old friends coworkers were there.
No, Coach, why did you miss the actual wedding? Where were you?
Drinking.
At the
friends.
Bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Because Lunch is cool and he doesn't care about that. But I've had other friends, they get mad at me for not going to their wedding.
Like, what? Who cares?
Just
if
you so
you
know,
to the
though,
actual
I was texting Ray and be like, where are you? He's like, I'm in the back. And I was like, I'm in the back. Where are you?
Yeah, I played it off until you guys were so nosy. If you're ever going to skip a wedding, just say you're in the back.
Unless.
Exactly.
Unless we're in the back.
Yeah, that's the only problem.
That's when it screws you.
Oh, man. But okay. Now that we got the airplane, I don't even know how.
Great story.
How did we get
the
on
way.
The airplane?
Like we were talking about jobs and strippers to stripper on the airplane to girls on the airplane.
Wow.
Well, all that into that. But the AL wild card game last night. I mean, I'm so mad. I'm disappointed the Yankees won. I didn't want the Yankees to win. The
game wasn't even close.
It wasn't even close. I watched a little bit. I watched Judge hit a 2-run homer, and I was like, that's not a good sign for the A's. Flipped it back, 6-0. I'm like, okay, like I don't need to watch anymore.
I loved what I saw from the Yankees in the highlights. I didn't watch the game, but Yankees, I don't think are a World Series team. They don't have the pitching, right?
I agree with you on that.
They have amazing bats.
They can hit, but they're going to have to score 6 runs a game because I don't think they can pitch their way to the World Series.
But they are a stacked lineup, dude.
Them and the Red Sox. And the Red Sox, same way. They have David Price. And they have Chris Sale.
And Price hasn't been great.
The only problem is in October, those two guys always struggle. So I don't know what you're expecting from them. The series that I am looking forward to most, Indians versus Astros. They both have great pitching staffs.
Great pitching.
They can both hit. I think that is the series. Like, the winner of that series is going to the World Series to me.
Absolutely.
I have the Astros playing the Brewers in the World Series.
I have Astros Rockies. I said it months ago.
I had the A's, so I'm just quiet on this.
You're already out?
I'm already out.
I thought you had A's and Cubs.
I don't think I had the Cubs in there.
If you had A's, Cubs, he's already A's.
I may have said A's. I don't know. Well,
but in the NL, the Braves, no one is talking about the Braves. No one thinks the Braves can do anything. They're way ahead of schedule. They have nothing but young talent. They're going to be good for years to come. Great. Dodgers, good pitching. I don't like the Dodgers. I hope they don't win.
You just don't like the team.
I don't love their pitching.
Kershaw isn't like very Kershaw? Good. He's not good in October. He's been bad. But they got that young kid, Wade Buehler.
Yeah, Buehler.
From Vanderbilt. Woo! Dude is dirty.
He can bat, too.
He can bat?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Oh, he got to hit the
he got
to
hit the
hit.
Other day. Yeah, he did. So he can do that, too. That's good.
And the Brew Crew, their starting pitching is terrible. But if you get their bullpen a lead, and they can hit.
They got a great pen?
Yes, their pen is dirty.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
So how many starting pitchers does the team have? Like, they rotate 5 or how many do they have
5
total? 5.
But in the playoffs, they shorten their rotation. So in the first, the NLDS and the ALDS, the division series, it's only a 5-game series. So you need 3 starters.
Okay.
And
do the starter, the other 2 starters?
They go to the bullpen.
Okay, so they're relief pitchers.
Yes, so they turn into long relief. Like, let's say one of the starters gets in trouble in the 3rd inning and you need someone for 4 innings, you bring that starter out of the pen usually. Or you keep them in case you go extra innings, like the Cubs did the other night. They brought in Kyle Hendricks and Cole Hamels.
Who are natural starters.
Yes, but they were in the bullpen because it was, hey, win or go home.
Yep.
And guess where they went?
Home.
Gosh, I still can't believe it.
To the couch.
I mean, they gave up the game-winning hit to a guy that was hitting 170 on the year. It's an 0-2.
Boulders?
Yes, the backup catcher. Why? No, we're not going to start on that. But anyway.
You already talked about it.
I know.
It.
Yeah,
and
we
the
heard
Rockies,
you yesterday.
The Rockies, I like... They're pretty dirty.
Their bats are amazing.
Their
and
bats
pitching
are,
is sneaky good.
It is.
That one lefty that pitched against the Cubs.
Freeland.
I couldn't touch that. I couldn't even see the balls that he was throwing if I was batting against him. With his leg. I've never seen a guy with that kind of leg kick.
Oh, he hesitates.
It hesitates
it
and then it goes. You don't know what, as a batter, you don't know what to look at.
That's like Kershaw.
Kershaw's
he's
dirty
a weird
like that.
One too.
Dude, lefties already unorthodox and the leg kick. It's dirty to look at all that when you're trying to hit the ball.
Yeah. They're good, but I like the Brewers. Brewers versus the Astros in the World Series, what I
like. You know what I like about playoff baseball? We're actually talking about baseball because it's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, it's something actually matters.
Every pitch, like October, I feel like when I watch baseball, you're on the edge of your seat. Like, because any pitch, a home run, changes the outlook of the whole entire game.
I've never tried to stream a game. I mean, last night I was like trying to get it on my phone. Like, I've never done that. October makes you do stuff like that. I watched a little bit on my phone. I'm like, that's crazy.
Dude, in Yankees, Red Sox.
This is going to be so good. The hated rivals, I love it. They both won 100 games. And see, what's crazy to me is the Astros had a better year this year than they did last year, but no one's talking about them because they're talking about the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Because the Red
Sox. Once this series is over, then maybe they'll start talking about the Astros again.
Right. I'm just saying, it's just
crazy. But this is where all the attention is right now, yeah. Yankees, Red Sox.
It's going to be good.
Is the curse of the Bambino still in play in this stuff, or no?
It's donezo.
No, they've won a couple World Series since.
Yeah, and the GOAT's donezo, too, because Cubs won.
So Babe Ruth doesn't show up to this series or anything?
No.
Okay.
It's over.
Like he didn't spit on second base or something, and they're like, careful, you got to step on with your left foot.
Do you believe in those things?
No. Like the curse of the GOAT? Billy Goat, whatever, that was so
you
dope.
You don't believe in that kind of stuff?
No. I love reading about it. Like, I love Halloween stories and stuff like that. But no, I don't believe in it.
Okay.
You, Lunch?
I absolutely believe in it.
It lasted 100 years, dude. Of course there was a curse. That's unheard of. That's like, unheard of in professional sports, 100 years.
Like, yeah, things just happen, and it's because of the curse. Like, those would not happen normally.
Guys, it's been 100 years. How do you not believe in it?
Yeah. That's more than a lifetime, dude. That is a curse.
No, guys, it's just something that just happens, and then we put a name to it, and we call it a curse.
No, if you wreck your car every week, you're cursed. You're just cursed.
Who wrecks their car every week?
There's probably someone out there that does.
Poor dude.
Yeah. So now I want to play a game.
Okay.
We like to play games on this show, and it's to do with the NFL. We are 4 weeks into the season, so we're a quarter of the way. People have played 4 games. So we're going to play a game. Win the division or miss the playoffs. These are the teams that are in first place right now, and you have to pick if they're going to win the division or miss the playoffs.
I like it.
AFC East, Miami Dolphins.
Miss? Are you kidding me?
Oh, they will miss 100%.
Yeah, they just got butt raced.
You ain't going to see. What does that mean, butt raced?
It was supposed to be boat raced.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Me too. I'm like, dude, don't say that. Watch it. The Dolphins don't. I mean, they ain't going to no playoffs.
Oh,
Yeah, now you got what you thought. Yeah.
You even just registered to you?
Yeah, I think Dolphins miss the playoffs. Okay. Yeah,
of course they do. Yes. AFC, this is the easiest game ever.
AFC North.
Wait.
Cincinnati Bengals.
They make the playoffs.
Yeah, they'll make the playoffs.
Hold on.
This is not make the playoffs.
Giannabi
Bernard.
You're right.
Win the division or miss the playoffs. I don't care if they're going to make one. You got to win the division or miss the playoffs.
They won't win the division. Hold on. Baltimore's in that division.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, and so is Pittsburgh.
They win the division.
Yeah, that's a real expert right there, folks. Definitely notate Eddie's pick there.
Yeah, the Bengals. Remember this. The Bengals will win the division, and then when it happens, you can come back and say, wow, all right, Eddie was right about something.
Eddie.
We'll remember that one.
Thank you.
Because you just made the point again, so we'll definitely remember.
I'm going to have to do that so you guys can give me credit once in a while.
All right.
Yeah, hey, but I'm not going to say you're bold because they were already winning the division quarter ways through
the
season.
Well, that's the whole game.
I know. I'm just joking. AFC South. Tennessee Titans.
No.
Well, no playoff action.
They'll do wild card. The division's tough. Real tough. Because the Texans are going to heat up again.
They're starting to
heat
up.
And the Colts are way better than they were last year. It's a tough division. Who else is in that division?
Jacksonville.
Yeah. Tough division. I say they're wild card.
They've beaten Jacksonville 3 straight times. They've already beat them once this season.
They got to play them again.
So wild card.
Fournette will be back.
I guess wild card counts as postseason, right?
Yeah, but this is win the division or miss the playoffs.
Okay.
Or miss the playoffs. Yeah.
No, they will miss the playoffs.
Okay. AFC West, Eddie's team, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Win division. That's a weak division.
Win division, go to the Super Bowl.
Win division. That's the easiest one. I mean, that division is...
Yeah.
Okay. NFC East, Washington Redskins, sitting in first place at 2-1.
Giants heat up. Giants end up winning that one. Cowboys are doing better. There's a lot of competition in that, and they do not win the division.
I mean, that's one thing I'm really confident about. Giants will not be heating up, and I believe the Cowboys will win that division.
I said the Giants would win the division at the beginning of the year. I am ready to say the Giants are terrible. They are not winning the division.
They ain't good with Saquon?
That's all they got.
They are so bad. Eli Manning looks like he's 100 years old.
He needs to be done.
Who's the backup? They need to go to that backup.
I don't even know who the backup is.
Kerry Collins.
One of our coworkers. The Eagles will win the division.
You think they'll come back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're the same record as Cowboys. Cowboys lose this weekend to the Texans.
Eddie's such a homer.
He has no.
I mean, come on.
You should. If you ever hang out with Eddie on Sunday, we see him sometimes. You guys will watch the games together. Eddie's wearing a Dallas Cowboys T-shirt and a hat
and a jersey,
and they're both a dad hat and a dad T-shirt. It's like not a cool looking Cowboys hat. It's literally a dad hat.
Don't forget my red cup. I got a red cup with a Cowboys logo on it, and then I make my boys dress in Cowboys.
Hey,
too.
And he's that guy. Whenever they score a touchdown, he points at his T-shirt. If you ever look for a guy in the crowd,
yeah,
he does it like a soccer celebration. He starts shaking his jersey like ah.
Yeah.
If you ever look in the crowd at a Cowboys game and there's that dad that's pointing to his T-shirt because it says Dallas Cowboys, that's Eddie.
That's me. Last time I went to a Cowboys game, I wore a cowboy hat.
Dude, I miss going. No, you did not.
Yeah, I did.
Oh my gosh.
I had my Romo jersey and then a cowboy hat.
Like, why not just wear a cowboy hat with a logo, like a baseball cap?
Why not wear a cowboy hat?
Well, because it doesn't have the team logo. I like stuff with logos.
No, I figure, you know, like, because the camera guys are all from New York City. They're probably like, look at this cowpoke.
They'll show you.
I see what you're...
You know what
that
I mean?
That is so... If they ever show a sporting event in Texas...
Where's the cowboy?
People that are not from Texas, you don't understand this.
We
don't ride horses to school or anything like that. Maybe some people in the country do, but Dallas, Austin, Houston, there's big cities. But they'll show a Cowboys game, and they'll show a farm with ranchers and cattle.
With a cow on it.
And I'm like, guys, why do they do this coming back from every commercial break? Yes.
Or they find the one cowboy walking the city streets, and they get a video shot of him. Hey, Coach, but let's tell people that we're originally from Texas. We live in Nashville now, but...
We're from Austin.
Yes.
And you know what I miss? Did you ever go to Cowboys games when they built a new stadium lunch?
No.
Dude, it is amazing.
It's a great place.
Dude, you go there and you pay $15 for a standing room only ticket, but you're in the porch where there's a bunch of girls dance on poles.
It's like Vegas.
You're talking one article of clothing shy of a strip club.
But Coach, I mean, how much could you really see the game on those?
Dude, you watching it from the screen too?
Yeah, I mean, because those GA tickets or whatever, I mean, it's packed there, and it's just a platform. So sometimes you can't even get to the edge.
That's miserable. No,
it's really not miserable.
But the screen is humongous.
But I would rather sit at my house.
I agree.
Then stand there the whole game. You have to stand up the whole game.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's one of those stadiums. It is so memorable. It's such a party. You forget you're at a football game.
I went about 6 years ago, and I had great tickets and everything, and I watched probably 85% of the game on the screen.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the screen is huge that you forget, like, look down.
Now that I think of it, I might have watched the entire game
on
the
screen. Dude, you do that because the screen.
So you might as well sit at your house, guys.
For sure.
Right? So that's what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
But go check it out because it's kind of cool.
I would also get a Cowboy Rita. They're only $15.
And it's the size of like a shot.
And guess what? It's in a cowboy boot.
Oh, okay. And then you collect them.
Exactly.
You gotta take them home. Yeah. NFC North, Chicago Bears, 3-1.
Yeah, right. They are fool's gold.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
That's good, right? Fool's gold. I'm with him.
Other sports guys say that.
Oh, God. Why do you guys do that?
Okay,
fine. I won't rope you into this one. But you've done it before. But, Ray, you got to come up with your own stuff.
All right. Shut up.
I loved fool's gold.
Woo! They're fool's gold.
They are fool's gold.
Trubisky throws 10 touchdown passes. Dude, what is this, Madden?
Man, they're cubic zirconia. Whatever that is, the fake diamond, it's not real.
Dude, what is, never mind, go.
Missed the playoffs.
Yeah.
Missed the playoffs.
And you're a fan, how do you do that? Because you're a realist.
I'm a realist unlike you. I think the Green Bay Packers or the Minnesota Vikings will come back and win the division.
You guys don't think the Cowboys have a chance to win the East?
No chance. I'll give you 3-1 odds right now.
Okay, here comes one of their random bets that if you actually fact check it, it's pretty much a dumb bet.
For Eddie.
Very dumb for Eddie.
Yes. New Orleans Saints in the NFC South.
Yeah, Saints. They put up so much. Breeze, he's got like 1 or 2 years left. He's going for that Super Bowl.
No, they don't make the playoffs.
They win the division.
They got the Panthers. They got the Bucks. They got the Falcons.
Have you ever been in Mercedes-Benz Superdome?
No, I've not.
They win the division.
They're going to win the division.
What does that have to do with it?
I've never.
Home crowd.
Dude,
they're wild.
Inside that dome, I've never been inside of a stadium where I'm not able to think. You're not able to hear yourself or hear somebody next to you inside that dome.
Is that loud?
It's that loud.
Coach, so how many stadiums have you been in? Like, this is amazing.
It was just me and my mom traveling through the country, and I was like, hey, Mom, Saints are playing today. Can I go to the game? She's like, sure. I'm going to go tour something about Hurricane Katrina.
You've been to where the Buccaneers play? What's that place called?
Raymond James.
Raymond James? You've been there?
No.
That place looks cool just to see the big
boat. Big old pirate ship?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it looks outdated. I feel like they need to upgrade it. Like, yeah. It was cool probably back in 95.
I drove by it like a few months ago. I was going to Key West or whatever, and it's far out there. There's nothing around it.
Really?
But you also can't rip on that pirate ship. That's cool. That's what makes it unique. What makes me mad about the Titan Stadium?
It's boring. It's just
so
concrete.
Boring. Do something unique and cool.
Yeah. It's old. They need a new stadium.
They need a new stadium, dude.
Well, how old is the Titan Stadium?
Oh, it's old. Dude, nowadays they're flipping around stadiums every 10 years.
Feel like it's young compared to some of the other
ones. Oh, no. Dude, every team has new stadiums now. The Titans is so old and outdated. They painted it 1 year. Wow, thanks. I love the new paint. Thanks.
It's crazy to see like the Rams play the Coliseum. Like that I mean, they held the Olympics there in like 1972 or something.
Titan Stadium broke ground May 3rd, 1997. Opened the doors August 27th, 1999.
Yeah, that's old.
97.
That's almost 20 years old.
It's way out of date, man. If you look at all these new modern stadiums, you look at that and you're like, oh, this sucks.
I bet they're not even thinking about it. Like 20 years. Guys, we have another 30.
No, they're
on this.
Proud of what they did, dude. They put like a Ram truck in there, a Titan truck, and then they painted it and they thought it was awesome.
No, it's who does? Nissan does.
Nissan Titans.
Titan, yeah. Yeah.
Because the Titans, it plays with each other.
At Nissan Stadium.
Oh,
Nissan
I get
Stadium.
It. Yes. Nissan
Titans. Oh, it's all
And
of
you
it.
Said Ram.
Oh, speaking of Rams.
What?
Los Angeles Rams.
Great segue.
Yep.
Division.
Yes, division title.
Division.
Yes. The Rams
That's
are going to go undefeated.
One.
Yeah, wait,
they're
going
to be the first
division?
Team to go undefeated
Seahawks,
since the
Seahawks, San
Patriots.
Francisco, and Arizona.
They win the division.
Of course they do.
And while we're on football, let's bring in our resident expert on the Kansas City Chiefs. We have a guy that works in the building. His name is Pitts, and he is the biggest Kansas City Chiefs fan there is. His couch at home is Kansas City Chiefs. He went to Denver this past week to watch them on Monday Night Football.
Hey, hold on. Before he comes in, I want to do my impression of him. Well, let me tell you something, brother. I'll tell you the Chiefs. I've been to 50 games this year, brother. Although they've only played 4 games this year, brother.
All right, brother, sit on down over there.
That's my impression of brother.
All right, this is our first ever guest.
Gorman said he couldn't make it, by the way. I'm supposed to tell you that.
Nobody knows who he
Pitts.
Is.
I know, but he said
Pitts,
he could
sit down and listen. All right.
I told him I'd tell you so.
Pitts, while you're talking, because you're not used to radio stuff, while you're talking, remember there's only 5 people listening to this podcast, so go ahead.
Okay.
One drop off?
So,
I need headphones.
You are a diehard Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
Okay. Going
He's
into
got
the,
his cap on.
Going into the year,
from
you looked
there,
at the schedule and you said, man, we're going to start out 0-2.
Yep.
Through 4 weeks of the season, what are your thoughts on your Kansas City Chiefs?
I think we're legit. I think the defense is suspect. I did think we were going to – I wouldn't say 0-2. I think we have a shot at the Chargers every year. I think we've owned them since like 2005, but – you don't go into Pittsburgh expecting a win. You don't start on the road 2 games with a suspect defense and a rookie quarterback. I mean, not rookie, but for lack of a better way to describe it, I mean, the guy's 5 starts in. I mean, he starts 1 game last year against the Broncos, who were already had already shot the season away.
They had folded.
The stadium. I was actually at the game Monday night. It's loud, man. I mean, dude's down 10 points with 6 minutes left.
Right, so tell me, what are your thoughts? I mean, because –
he brought in the
he
stats.
Brought in
let him read his stats.
Well, I was reading it too.
I just want to know.
Hold on, brother. How many sheets of papers did you bring in? Is that 20?
6.
Okay. So last year the Chiefs started 4-0, and then they fell off. Do you worry about that with this year's Chiefs team?
You always worry about that. I mean, that is the Kansas City Chiefs. Same way the Steelers. I mean, not the Steelers, or you know, they're always going to be there. In, you know, when the weather's cold. You know, Belichick and Brady are always going to be there when the weather's cold. You know, but they didn't start last year. They didn't start hot.
When the weather's cold, what about climate change?
I mean, I'm talking about football, bub. We beat Belichick on Thursday Night Football to open the season last year, and look where we finished.
Right. Well, that's what I'm asking you. What do you think is different about this team? What do you like about Mahomes? What tell us?
Winners win, losers lose. The Chiefs have been losers. You have that mindset. Winners win. Belichick will beat you with the janitor he met that morning. He's proven it time and time again. I mean, he'll give him a jersey and a helmet. I'm just saying, he's going to make the best of what he has. You're never going to have the best team in the league every year.
Brother.
You're just not. So you take the pieces that you have.
I agree with you. But that's what
he asked you about Mahomes.
I'm excited. I'm excited. How can you not? We haven't had a quarterback since that Todd guy in the 80s. You know, the Chiefs at the time, I don't know, whoever we drafted in the 80s.
You should have brought a seventh.
We haven't had a franchise quarterback. I mean, we got Broadway Cho, you know, that retired as a Chief. We're excited to have Montana.
Steve DeBerg, come on.
Oh, yeah, let's DeBerg. Let's get that franchise tag on DeBerg.
Did you really call him Joe Macho? What did you call
Broadway Joe. He retired as a Chief. But we've
that wasn't Broadway Joe, by the way. That's Joe Namath.
Joe Namath. I don't know why I'm thinking that.
Joe Montana.
Joe Montana. Yeah, I just read something on Namath. You're right.
And he took you to the playoffs.
Jets quarterbacks. I'm not an idiot. Yeah, he took us to the playoffs, but we've never had a franchise tag. I mean, how can you not be excited about Mahomes? He's the real deal. And Stephen Smith, if you're listening, are you sold? Nobody's sold on Mahomes.
Who?
Stephen Smith.
Steve Smith.
Steve Smith.
This isn't, we're not
the commentator.
Kansas City.
Trust me.
Everybody
he's
knows Stephen A. Smith. He's good Lord.
Stephen A. Smith or Steve Smith?
Stephen A. Smith is what I was saying. He's just not sold on Mahomes.
Steve Smith Sr.?
Shut up.
Okay.
Stephen A. Smith. I'm just excited.
You know, you should be excited, but
Mahomes is real, is all I was saying. Stephen A. Smith
his most impressive game was this past game against the Broncos because he had to struggle and he still figured it out. When everything's going easy, it's great to look great and, oh, okay, he's amazing. This week, I'm like, okay, wow, real deal.
I think so. I mean, I think you have to give the guy his due respect regardless of, you know, I don't want to be that guy that says everybody, you cheer for Mahomes because he's on your team. I think we're legitimately seeing a talent that, I'm not one of those people to compare people to other people, but I think we may be looking at a superstar. I mean, 10 years from now, I mean, who do we have that can make passes like he's shown in four games? Aaron Rodgers is the only quarterback in the NFL who can scramble out of the pocket. The guy's got 195 yards out of the pocket passing on Monday night.
Yeah, but
do you know that that's the highest in 10 years for an out of the. I'm just saying there's some excitement about Mahomes.
No,
you know,
no,
people talking about just him having open receivers. No. You know, Andy Reid's not calling a 30-yard scramble. The kid's a football player. I'm excited he's a Chief. Just like Kareem Hunt said, I'm excited he's my quarterback.
Are you a little worried? A lot of these rookie quarterbacks come in. This is the second year. But a lot of these rookie quarterbacks aren't used to NFL play, and they start running the ball, being, you know, reckless. So are you worried that Mahomes is playing a little reckless?
He's a little reckless, Coach. You know he is.
Pitts.
I mean, I would agree with you if you're trying to use the term reckless in the way that his job is to get that ball in that 10-yard area at the end of the field, and he's gonna sacrifice whatever it takes to get
there. Well, hold on, brother, though. I mean, you're predicting him to be a superstar in 10 years. All it takes for him to break his legs twice, and he's done.
I'm just saying, yeah, but why focus on the negative, Bubba? I'm just saying Aaron Rodgers is the same way. You're going to go tell Aaron Rodgers to stay in the pocket? The guy, Brett Favre, you're going to tell him to stay in the pocket?
Actually,
no, because
Brett
you're paying
Favre
him millions.
Play anymore.
Yeah, he retired, bro.
Can I tell you something?
He may come back.
Can I tell you, though, your point about Aaron
Rodgers?
Winners
Rodgers, win is my point.
Okay, brother, we get your point.
I would rather have Tom Brady, who stays in the pocket and doesn't get hurt,
safe,
where Aaron Rodgers runs around and gets hurt.
Well, who wouldn't? I'd love to have a winning lottery ticket. But
you were saying, would you tell Aaron Rodgers to stay in the pocket? And I would say, yes, I'd rather him stay in the pocket. And
I think you're right.
And not try to extend every play and make
it. Would you like to have the quarterback that has the ability to teach them to stay?
Right, like Ben Roethlisberger. He gets hurt a lot because he refuses to just give up on any play. And so it looks cool when he makes it happen, but that's why he's always beat up. Tom Brady, he just throws it away. Okay.
He's never beat up.
He lives for the next down. But I'm going to tell you, I think Patrick Mahomes
come with a little bit of leadership and age, because I agree with you, but
no,
I think you learn.
I think he is smart when he runs around, though. He's not like Robert Griffin, where he doesn't get down. He hasn't been taking unnecessary shots.
Or Mike Vick, even. Mike Vick's a stud, but I mean,
But he would get beat up because he would take shots. He would try to run. And I think Patrick Mahomes is actually pretty smart when it comes to scrambling and getting out of the pocket, and he doesn't seem to be reckless and taking terrible hits. Of course, you're going to get hit when you play football, but he doesn't seem to be putting him in that bad of positions.
Were you an Alex Smith fan?
Yes.
I agree.
And I love that Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid give Alex Smith a lot of credit for being a consummate pro and saying, you know what, I know this guy's here to take my job, but he still took him under his wing, showed him everything he knew, and Patrick Mahomes says, I learned so much from Alex Smith, I would not be where I'm at without him.
Brother, I got another question for you.
Yeah.
Is Mahomes your favorite player on the team right now, or who is and why?
Man, I'm an EB fan. I don't know that I have a favorite player.
Who's EB?
Eric Berry.
UT, baby.
I mean, I just spoke for everybody listening to this podcast.
Yeah, and I'm going to speak again for everyone listening to this podcast. What does he play? What position?
Defense.
Brother's the only person that I know that's a fan of a defensive player.
How do you not like Eric Berry? I mean, the guy beat Hodgkin's lymphoma in 12.
No, that's awesome.
I'm just saying he beat cancer and came back to play at the highest level of football you can, all within the same calendar year. I just think, attaboy. No, I'm a big Eric Berry fan, not because
whose
of the
jersey do you have? Who's Kansas City
Eric
Chief?
Eric Berry, he has
Man,
that one.
I've got, I've got a Bo jersey. I've got a EB jersey.
Which one did you wear to Mile High that they won? So it was good luck.
Eric Berry, I was hoping to see him play.
And what did you get? Tell everybody as we close this segment about the Chiefs. I just love defense.
Defense wins football games.
What did you get as they were running off the field, the Chiefs? Tell them.
One guy threw his jock to him.
Threw it back. No, the lady got number 91. Not familiar with him. I got to research Nadi or N-A-D-I, I think is how you say it. I don't know a lot about the guy. 3X gloves, though.
Wait, I thought you got Orlando Scandrick.
I got Scandrick's gloves.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah, that, made that's the, a good made, player
made the big,
right there.
Made the big second down play and then got burnt by, is it Demetrius?
Demarius Thomas.
Demarius Thomas. Keenum had him wide open on third down to win the game and just overthrew him. Scandrick got beat on that.
So these players threw their gloves to y'all?
Yeah, when you're waiting by the hall.
We had good seats. We were third level, but we were.
But you got two different guys' gloves.
Yeah, he was third row right where the Chiefs come in top of the tunnel.
So. Kind of like I think it was an early birthday gift from the lady, but we try to go to one game a year. I'd never been to Denver. And let me say this, the Denver people, that is an absolutely beautiful city.
Really?
How
were the Denver fans? Were they nice? Was it
the classiest people I've ever been around?
Hey, really?
100%, man.
Were they really relaxed?
Were they,
man, they were very, very friendly, bro.
Was everything all good, dude?
It was a Mile High Stadium, bro. We got to be by the Broncos.
Okay, no,
people were.
I got a question.
The city is awesome, and it's
at the stadium. Do they sell pot?
I don't know. I didn't buy the pot.
No. You go to the gift shop or something because it's legal. So I wonder if you go to the concession stand at Mile High, can you get weed?
I really don't know.
Listen,
I truly don't know.
Like in the Rockies. Hey. The Rockies are in the playoff. Can we go to Coors Field and just say, "Oh, I'll take a pot brownie, please"?
Yeah. Probably not.
Hey, but now you know why it's called Mile High, man.
Yeah, man. We're way ahead of the times, man.
Hey, let me
go ahead. Go,
no, you're on your.
Mahomes is my homie, man.
Hey, I'm rolling with my homies. The one thing that was impressive to me, and I know you guys have been to a few different stadiums, was how remarkably clean that was, man. Pat on the back. Like when you leave the place, you expect to see trash in the parking lot from the tailgates and stuff like that. Any trash that didn't fit in the bin, like you know they have the cans. They stacked up nice and neat, just like, I mean.
Brother, you telling me they have a good maintenance crew?
Any Chiefs listening, they can hear me all say all this nice stuff about
Denver. I think it's the people of Denver.
They're picking up their own trash?
Yeah.
Are you telling me they got a dirt devil?
No, they had a Roomba. What would them things cost? Just sweep a Roomba.
I'm going to be honest with you. If I'm trying to throw away like my trash and there's a bunch of empty cases sticking out, I don't know what to do. I just sit it next to the trash can.
That's what they did, but I mean, you could leave it by your car.
A lot of people just leave it on the ground.
That's stupid.
I'd been to, I don't want to call anybody out, but New England, man, those people.
Okay, you just called them out.
But I don't want to mention names about the Patriots fans.
Well, I mean, I was looking at the playoff games. I haven't had a lot of luck in playoff games. I was at the Indy game when we lost a 28-point lead. I went to the game against the Patriots in 2016, and there's one way in and one way out. I think we had to pay like $60 at the McDonald's to park. Thanks, bruh. But anyway, I parked at the McDonald's.
Who's bruh?
I don't know, bruh.
Ronald McDonald
wouldn't take 40.
We are not trying to break down your parking
situation. I'm saying my whole environment, there's one way in and one way out, and the people didn't care about the city. They threw all their trash on the city. There was places to throw the trash, and you still saw them throw it.
Hey, Pitts, thank you for joining our podcast. So I appreciate that. Hey, do you have your own podcast? Would you want to plug it in right now?
One line, brother. I want to know what you think about your game against Jacksonville this week in the Kansas City Chiefs.
I mean, I think we're going to face the best defense in the league.
Make a prediction.
We'll make a prediction. We're going to win. We're the Chiefs.
You're going to win the whole thing?
All right, we'll play that back.
I think
if
Bob Sutton quits playing prevent defense and lets the defense play actual defense and quits getting a lead and then waiting for everybody. I mean, they just sits back in coverage in the second half. If you got a lead in the first half, you better be ready for a fourth quarter nail biter because Bob Sutton's going to give them all back.
Chiefs are the favorite.
Yeah,
What's the line?
3.5.
Do I bet it?
No.
That's at home. How do you not bet?
No,
that's
because you're a homer.
And we're 4-0, and this will only be our second home game. So we've got some exciting things. Okay, we've got to beat Arizona. We've got to beat Seattle. We make the playoffs.
Okay, and you got to understand that 3.5, that hook is what gets you.
I don't bet football. Speaking of hook,
I bet it? And so I was
he's a betting guy. I don't bet. I don't bet sports.
All right. Well, thank you, brother.
Thank you, Pitts. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Go Chiefs.
Brother, you don't want to promote anything? You got 5 people listening. You have nothing to promote?
Promote the Sore Losers podcast.
I love it.
Share it with your friends. It doesn't get any better.
Denver fans are classy.
Hating on Boston. I was just making note that I didn't stay.
Somebody get him out of here.
All right, security, take him, please.
Hey, come on.
All right, take him. All right.
All right, hey, that was our first guest. If you guys liked Brother Pitts / Brother Pitts' brother.
Follow him.
@ iHeartBigPitts.
Follow him at iHeartBigPitts.
That's
and
two
please,
T's.
If give you, us some feedback on the Twitter page, Sore Loser Show.
If you didn't like Brother, just tell us. We'll never have him on again.
I love him, dude.
I know, but I didn't
went a little too hard. Our podcast isn't based in Kansas City, Missouri.
But isn't that what he's about? Like, we knew that going
in. No, we did. No, it was fine. It was fine. It was fine. I had some questions about how he felt, and he said, I felt like we won. Well, yeah, I thought he would give me a little more than that, but that's okay. And he said the fans in Denver were great. Well, Nick Saban's upset because the Alabama fans aren't showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here's his press conference yesterday calling out the students at Alabama.
I was a little disappointed that there weren't more students at the last game. And I think we're trying to address that. I don't think they're entitled to anything either. And me personally, I think it ought to be first come, first served. And if they don't want to come to the games, they don't have to come. But I'm sure there's enough people around here to like to go to the games and would like for them to come too because they support the players.
Damn right.
So I've never said anything about that before.
Amen, brother.
You know, when I first came here, you used to play that tradition thing up there, and everybody was cheering, excited, and happy, and
hell
that was
yeah.
great spirit.
Yeah.
All right, now they don't even cheer.
Oh,
they introduce
our
players, nobody even cheers.
Screw them.
Saban here, Eddie here, Sore Losers Podcast. What are you talking about?
You guys won by like 40. Is everything still cool,
I was
though?
A little disappointed.
Why? You guys won by 40.
I was a little disappointed.
You shouldn't be.
He's mad at the fans. They won.
Yeah,
they killed
him. Jalen Hurts announced that he's not going to transfer. Well, how'd you feel about that?
I was a little disappointed.
Oh.
Have you seen the new Black Panther movie?
I was a little disappointed.
Hey, what about, did you watch that Clemson game, how they almost lost to Syracuse? What were you thinking with that one?
I was a little disappointed.
Yeah,
I know. What'd you think about Bobby's performance on Dancing with the Stars this past week?
I was a little disappointed.
Yeah. The judges kind of gave him bad numbers, right?
I was a little disappointed.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, well, you know, you're a big Cubs fan, and you watched the game the other night when they lost the Rockies. What'd you think?
I was a little disappointed.
Coach, what do you think about the Yankees being in the playoffs?
I was a little disappointed.
That's okay. Great, Coach.
Yeah, here's the thing about Nick Saban. He's complaining about the students not showing up. They played like Louisiana Lafayette. They won by like 47. And
they didn't cover.
He's talking about his own team's fans didn't show up.
Yes, he's saying that the stadium's not full. What's the problem? The problem is they're a victim of their own success. When you start winning all the time, fans get bored. As crazy
really?
As
that does sound crazy to me.
Because if you look at the Atlanta Braves in the 90s, they made the playoffs every single year.
Loved
Towards
it.
The end of that run, their playoff games wouldn't sell out.
Yeah, and the Braves won't even sell out this playoff season. You want to see a stadium without a full crowd? Watch the Braves games.
Because they got so used to it, they were spoiled. They would expect them to make the World Series, and when the World Series would come around, they would sell out. But the division, for the NL pennant, they're not sold out because they're used to winning. So the Alabama fans are spoiled. They're spoiled to winning. And when they get up by 30 points against Louisiana Lafayette, do you really want to go to the game when they're playing Louisiana Lafayette, or would you rather just go to a bar and drink?
So are these people not just showing up to the game at all, or are they leaving early, or what is it?
A lot of students stay for a quarter and they're
out. Right, because they're playing a Louisiana Lafayette. If it's against Auburn, it'll be
sold
packed,
out.
And they will not
leave.
They're
staying to the end.
So I understand what he's saying, but they're a victim. Play someone tougher. Don't schedule Louisiana Lafayette. If you want the fans to be there, play someone better.
Well, and he's also saying the students have access to these amazing seats, and then they're not going to the game. So he wants to give them to other people in the community.
I think the athletic department of Alabama is just like, Coach, during your presser, will you please talk about how you're disappointed? Because our ticket sales, man, they're falling, and we need someone to promote them.
Well, I think they're already sold. I think the tickets are sold. They just don't go.
Well, then who cares?
Well, and they give like 100 to a frat. The frat boys are out after the first quarter, so there's 100 empty seats there.
And he feels like the energy of the stadium's not there to support his team.
Yeah, and then they don't cheer for the players enough.
Like,
they were literally ahead 100 to nothing at halftime. People left.
Right.
And it was hot. For some reason, it's unseasonably hot.
In Alabama?
Yeah, people are going home where the air conditioning is.
Yeah, or
honestly,
really?
So what did he think about the situation?
I was a little disappointed.
Oh.
Yeah, and he also said they said that there's a point in time in the intros where they used to cheer for the players.
And they don't cheer anymore.
He's like, the people don't cheer to the video jumbotron when they play the intro.
Like, that's what you're worried about, though, is like that they're not cheering during the player introductions?
He's right, though. Clemson crowd was going crazy, and they rushed the field.
No, they didn't rush the field.
I know,
they
it's a
met
tradition.
At the Paul. It's a tradition. And
I can't believe security lets them do that still. I get it's tradition, but you can't just let somebody storm the field every game. More and more you storm the field,
they're not storming the field.
They're peacefully walking to the clock. So if they were peacefully walking, why did we all think they stormed?
You guys thought it. I didn't even see it.
Well, you watched the game. I thought they were storming the field.
Listen, against Syracuse, it looked like they were storming.
Hey, maybe they were brisk walking.
Hey, but let's be real. They lose that game, they're not going to win the championship now. They still have a chance to win the championship.
Yeah.
What's going on with Kelly Bryant? Is he coming back?
No.
Oh.
No, but they're the quarterback, the blondie, Sunshine.
Yeah.
He's going to start this weekend.
Oh, so Sunshine's fine?
Yeah, he's back. It was just a neck, a little strained
neck. Oh, it was bad. He had a concussion.
Is that his name, Sunshine?
Just call him that.
Eddie, we're going to go over this for a third time.
From Remember the Titans.
Thank you.
I still haven't seen it.
That's my why bad. I call him Sunshine, because he has the long hair, and that's what they called the guy.
He was the quarterback in Remember the Titans?
He transferred in. He moved into the middle of the season, and they called him Sunshine.
Okay.
Hey, Sunshine! Because I think he moved in from California.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
You like this Clemson freshman, though. You like him, huh?
Oh, he's good. Sunshine. Well, he's 6'6".
He's a big dude.
Is he going to be in the NFL?
We'll see.
Coach, we'll see.
Supposedly.
Coach. I just want him curious.
But here's the thing. They say if you're over 6'5", it's hard for you to be a quarterback in the NFL because your delivery is so slow. Brock Osweiler, 6'6". Mike Glennon, over six, is like 6'6". And they say the delivery is funky because you're more throwing down instead of throwing an even ball.
And those are two unsuccessful quarterbacks in the NFL.
The taller you are, the harder it is, they say, over 6'5".
Wow.
Which is interesting. Yeah. I don't know why that is. Maybe they just aren't that good, but that's...
Yeah, he might be a little too tall.
I mean, tall people are slower.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, even like basketball players, they move slower.
And when you see a tall person, do you automatically think, man, I wonder if they were any good at basketball?
For sure. Especially like the real tall ones. Like you'll see someone at the airport where you just look at the crowd and there's a dude 2 feet over everyone else.
Basketball player.
Yeah. We had one dude in my high school. He was probably 6'10". I mean, he was skinnier than a light post.
Who was he, Yao?
He was awful at basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, he was so uncoordinated. He couldn't.
He played, though, on the team, right?
Well, he tried.
You've got to play at 6'10".
Well, it's like Shaq, right? I mean, Shaq wasn't, like, amazing at basketball. He was just bigger than everyone else.
No, he was amazing at basketball.
He was only the greatest center of all time.
Ooh, stop.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
You never even
Wilt
watched
Chamberlain.
Him play. I'm just saying in my lifetime, Shaq Diesel. He's better.
Yeah.
He's better than all those dudes. Dwight, Yao, all those fools.
Dwight is the most overrated player.
Why was Dwight so amazing 10 years ago?
Because
now he's a nobody.
He was Superman.
Yeah, that's the only reason people liked him. Okay. Eddie talked about not caring about winning. In my opinion, Dwight Howard does not care about winning.
I love the list. Somebody put a list too.
Dwight Howard, Carmelo Anthony, Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler. There was one more that they mentioned. I don't remember.
Those were the three. That's three that I'm like, guys, when I see athletes, they don't care about winning.
There's way more than that, but.
Well, the list is three right now.
And go,
that we know publicly.
That we see.
Yes.
But you understand it goes hand in hand. With winning, you get more money. That's
God. We can't do this conversation.
I disagree with that. Just
guys,
kidding.
If you want a crazy conversation on money and winning, listen to the last podcast. Never listen to that podcast.
I thought it was a good conversation.
It was good, but it went on for 30 minutes.
It did go on for
Eddie
30 minutes.
Eddie was from New York, so he's not even making that great of points, and he's a little moody because he did like some cross-Atlantic flight the night before.
And Saturday night, you guys coming over for Connor?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, I just saw on SportsCenter that fight's this weekend.
Yeah, Connor.
I forgot about that.
It's almost even. The other dude's the favorite. Connor's the underdog. But it's a pretty equal UFC fight because usually
it's gonna be great.
Favorites.
He's the other
Who's
dude's
he
undefeated. He's a Khabib. I can't say his name.
Khabib is the favorite.
He's
Connor's
like 28-0.
28-0, where's he from? Give me some background on this dude.
Dude, we have to watch
no,
that.
No, I'm having people over. The Conor McGregor. I have fight nights at my house.
Yes, I know you.
But you also have a baby now.
It doesn't matter. I have a baby does not mean I'm not
fun
anymore.
Are you putting the baby in the room, or what's the whole thing?
The baby will go in the room, or the baby will watch. The baby watches. I watch The Ultimate Fighter. The baby watches with me.
Do we have to be quiet?
No.
We can yell?
My baby sleeps through everything.
But what if we're like, wow, okay. And the baby starts crying? Like,
then my wife will go get him.
No, crying in there, in the living room.
That's okay.
Can I bring my kids?
Yeah.
Dude, it's going to be a tamer UFC before.
It is not
going to be tequila shots when you walk in the door. Now we're going to be trying to cheer it. We look over at lunch, and he's sitting there rocking his baby.
Right.
You can't cheer, bite his head off when lunch is rocking a little 1 year, 6 month-year old.
Guys, can you put the tequila in a cup so it doesn't look like tequila?
Eddie, where's your solo cup? Usually we just take shots.
Hey, the eagle is from Russia.
That's the eagle? That's what they call him?
Khabib Nurmagomedov.
So it's Russia versus Ireland.
If he dies, he dies.
This, I mean, it is going fight. To be awesome.
I wish we were in Vegas. I wish iHeart was that weekend. I want to be in Vegas for that.
That'd be great.
I always want to be in Vegas for one fight. I've never done it.
But you want to go to the fight?
Not a UFC or a huge boxing. Not go to it. Just be there. My boy said it's electric.
I would love to go to a Conor McGregor fight in Las Vegas.
Ooh, I would
just because all the people from Ireland come over and they say it is just nuts and everybody's rocking. Hey, it is just so fun.
Like I said in that past podcast, man, those international people, like they go crazy with sports.
I think they have it at T-Mobile, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, if you ever go Lunchbox, I want to go with you.
Okay.
Like that's legit.
Well,
like,
there's going to be some amazing fights in our lifetime because they're, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like UFC just keeps getting better. There keeps being
it does. And they keep doing these super fights. And as long as Connor's around, Connor, I just love his attitude and his persona and the way he just walks
love
with
it.
That swag. His walk might be the coolest walk.
It's amazing.
Okay.
Of anybody I know.
Don't get mad at me.
What?
Just don't get mad at me.
I don't get mad at you.
Is that real though?
Yes.
Guys, all the fights, he's going to yell at someone every presser and he's going to walk like that. Like,
dude, the one time he almost went to jail because he threw some chair
right,
at
him. And that
bus.
Was worth
this
it.
Guy,
how much
and this guy was on the bus.
Oh,
that's
he was on
why,
the bus?
Yes.
Okay, see, guys, that was planning it out. They knew this fight was
I
coming.
Knew that, yes,
they
that,
said, dude, before this all happens, we're going to start the rivalry now. You get this brick and you throw it at the bus.
Oh, you're going to
And then
throw
we're going to act like we're going to sue you, and then you're
oh,
going to
yes,
have this big
I totally,
fight.
Yes, I totally agree with you. They, you know why they did that?
Yeah, go ahead.
I believe that was the weekend of WrestleMania or one of those big events, and so they wanted to get in the spotlight
yes.
and steal the
attention
from
WrestleMania
or WWE, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what was going on because I don't watch WWE. But I right when that happened, I said, oh, this is all set up because Dana White, they were like, are you going to kick? He was like, that's just unbelievable. I can't believe you'd do that.
Right.
And they were like, are you going to suspend him? He's like, well, we'll look into it. So you knew that Dana White knew he was going to do something like that.
Guys, I'm sorry, opinion. And it's probably against sports talk ethics or whatever, but it's just not real to me. The McGregor walk, him yelling at everyone and
okay,
all the
coach,
fights.
Who cares what happens outside the ring? When they get in the ring, it's awesome.
That's real.
Yeah.
No, he is a great fight promoter. He knows how to talk.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows how to get attention. That's
yeah,
what
we
want.
Yeah, I know, but we all fall for it. We're like, God, I love him. He talks so much crap. And he's like, yeah, but he probably goes home and takes his sunglasses off. Like, God, man, my nose hurts with those sunglasses.
Well, I think he has a kid. They show him sometimes. He's just like sitting there with his kid.
Right.
He's a normal
yeah,
dude.
He's a normal dude. But
he gets the washcloth, washes all his tattoos
but
off.
But would you rather him, you'd rather him just be like,
No.
I can't wait to fight.
No,
this
I, no, I like
fun.
It. I just don't
and
fall
Dana
for
White
it.
Said when he first met him, the first time he ever met Conor McGregor, he left that dinner and he said, that dude is something different. He's going to be a superstar.
Yeah.
And so that tells me that he really believed, because you have to believe in yourself enough to be like that.
For sure.
You can't put on that front the whole time.
Well, you can.
Oh, it would be real tough.
Call an actor.
Okay.
You okay. Know? Okay. Yeah, that's when they have a role and they have script. But yeah, Saturday night, the fight.
Yeah,
Conor,
that's awesome. Yeah.
Conor McGregor.
I really want to come. I have a wedding that night, but I think the UFC's late night.
Wedding?
Well, no,
what time's
no, no, no,
the wedding?
Don't do this. Don't do this where you say, like, yeah, you know what, dude?
I'll be there.
I'll be there. Just wait for me.
And
then,
you never
show
up.
I think
that's
it's
your
a 6 o'clock wedding, but it's one of those weddings that goes through the night.
No, no problem. Just go to the wedding. Don't even tell us you're coming. If you want a surprise, it's cool. But right now, you're not coming. I know
yeah,
you're not.
Yeah, we got it.
I've probably come to an equal amount of UFC fights as Eddie.
I think you've been to one.
I've been to 3.
All right, I'm a little behind.
Ray always says
I
he's
love your
be there
group of friends, by the way. They're so much fun.
It's going to be a blast. The tequila table will be set up. The Patron is already on ice. Like,
I love
I mean,
it.
We're ready to go.
I love it.
And, I mean, before we get out of here, tonight we got Colts-Patriots.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about that at all? Does anybody care?
I don't really even know. Like,
Julian Edelman comes back tonight.
That's cool.
Gronk is going to play. I'm interested to see how Andrew Luck is after throwing the ball like 700 times this weekend on a short rest coming back from that shoulder surgery. I think the Patriots roll.
Yeah, you got to lock it up. Patriots minus 10.
Whoa!
Minus 10.
You're
huh?
giving up the 10.
Yeah, you got to lock it up.
On a short
up.
Week.
Yeah, lock it up.
Let me hear it.
Lock it up.
What's the over-under?
50 and a half.
Yeah, I say way under. Way under. I don't even see the Colts scoring more than 10.
I got an expert that says under 50 and a half, too.
Yeah.
But I'm saying Patriots minus 10.
Who's your expert? Your buddy, South Beach? That's it. I busted
it's
him.
South Beach. How do you call South Beach an expert?
Yeah.
I love him, dude. Let me tell you, South Beach is my boy.
Hey, as long as my people are right, they can be experts. They can be guys. But
what does South Beach do for a living?
He works in the hotel industry. I think he sets up for events.
So he's just a sports fan. A
lot of downtime. He has tons of time to research stuff.
All right.
How much money is he making a year gambling?
Lots.
How much?
More than me.
How much?
Sometimes he says it's more than his paycheck. He'll make $50,000. You make $1,000 a week.
How much does he lose?
That's his up.
Up 50 grand?
Yeah, if he has a good weekend, he's making $5,000 a weekend.
If he's that good, he could quit his job then.
He just loves the money. No, he's not going to quit his job. You need that steady flow of income.
No, if you're that good at gambling, you should quit your job and just be a gambler.
Then I should tell him that. And
But he's right, though. He probably gets health insurance. He probably has, like, steady paycheck. And then 50 grand on top of the steady paycheck is not bad.
And he used to drive to Vegas to place the bets. Well, now he learned about a place in Tijuana. He lives in San Diego.
Now he bets in TJ.
He drives to the border and walks across to Tijuana, and you can play sports bets there. So that's how he does it.
Picks up some Valium on the way back,
too. And he says if he wins more than $1,000, they don't even have it there. They have to go like to another place, and it takes him 20 minutes to go get the money.
Is he hitting the Hippodromo Racing Sportsbook, the Caliente Last Chance Sportsbook, or the Hot Sports Bar and Casino?
Dude, I've told him. I'm like, dude, you got to take pictures. He hasn't sent me a picture
yet. Just so you know, I looked up the three in Tijuana.
Well, he hits them up.
Dang, that's crazy.
He says he's a whale there. They can't have enough money on hand for when he gets paid out.
What does that mean, he's a whale?
Bigger, better. When you go to Vegas, you're a minnow.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah,
got
yeah
you.
You're no.
He's
a
big shot gambler.
He's a huge whale.
They know him.
Me, I'm like a orchid. I'm like a sea urchin. You're a minnow.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely a minnow.
Like to Vegas.
Maybe even seaweed.
When you drop your couple hundred on your bets that you do in Vegas, Vegas views you as just a little small minnow in a pet store.
Yes. I probably paid for 5 light bulbs.
Really? Ooh, I doubt that.
Not even
those
5 light bulbs?
Those light bulbs are expensive.
The blinky ones
on
the signs?
Yeah, nice ones. The whales, the whales, they are the ones that they invite, and they pay for their rooms, their flight, whatever big events, tickets to whatever concert they want, free dinners, because they know they're going to spend $100,000, $200,000.
Guys, back in the day, the minnows got free lobster and steak.
Not anymore. Now they're strict. Hey, and you guys know, now that sports gambling is legal in America, they're starting to go to the casinos. In Biloxi, sports gambling. I've got people telling me, they're like, yeah, that's in my town there's a casino, sports betting. So if you have a casino in your town and they don't have sports betting, they probably will in a month.
Hey, we need to call Kentucky, see if they got that going
They don't yet.
Not yet.
Kentucky doesn't even have blackjack or roulette. They have like random games, right?
Yeah, they have gaming machines and they have live horse racing.
But they don't have blackjack.
Correct.
No table games.
No table games.
I don't like that. I can do a table game at the alley next to my apartment with the people out there.
Oh, speaking of Vegas, we saw... Eddie and I, you saw the guy doing the trick.
The cup trick.
The cup trick. Okay, so right outside the Cosmopolitan on one of those elevated
Coach,
walkways.
So funny.
Saw it. I prepped it, but it never worked.
You
did see it?
Yeah.
This is hilarious. So it's a scam, people. When you see people the three-card Monty, or they have three bottle caps, and they have a little rubber ball underneath one of the bottle caps, and they say, oh, it's under that one. Oh, lost. And so in Vegas, there was this guy, and he was doing it. And he had his partner next to him. He's like, 400. And he goes, all right, which one you got? And he goes, the one in the middle. Oh, man, I lost.
And he gives him 400.
Gives him 400. Or he gets it right. So someone else is like, oh, man, I can really do this. Then they jump in and they lose every time. Guys, that is a scam.
They have people in the crowd working for them.
Yes.
If you're walking up and somebody's already playing the game and they have a stack of hundreds in their hands, he knows the dude. They're working to make you think. Or they don't lose, Coach.
No, sometimes they do. Well, because the guy won one.
His buddy wins all the time. So he's like, oh, you found the ball. Here's $1,000.
Yes.
So then the next person watching is like, wow, he just won $1,000. Maybe I can win $1,000.
So then they take the ball, and without you even being able to see it, they hide it. So there's no ball. There's 0% chance of you winning.
Right. And it's...
Oh, is that right?
Well, yes. He does that, or his buddy, when his buddy looks at the cap, he grabs the ball with it.
Oh, and I didn't know they cheated.
A ball never exists, yes. Dude.
Absolutely, they cheat.
Yeah, dude, a no-namer never wins. It's either his buddy wins, or they lose.
Yes.
I just thought that they were using his buddy to make people think you have a chance.
Right, right, they do.
And then the game was actually...
No. They use the buddy to make you think you have a chance, and then when you actually play, they are... sliping that ball out of there.
And they have people in the crowd that'll step in front of you. My buddy said that sometimes,
so you can't see?
Sometimes his vision was blocked because there's people in the crowd that worked for him. So maybe he has like four people working for him. Oh, that guy just gave some money. Step in front of him, and then that's when the guy hides the ball.
Hey, props to them, though. You know, I mean, the casinos, they're watching the casinos make billions of dollars. So they're like, boys, let's just stay on the bridge, and we'll make hundreds.
I can't believe the cops didn't. I'd never seen that in all the years I'd been to Vegas. I had never seen that. And
you're
it was
right.
So
I'd never
funny
seen it either.
Because the guy was like, I mean, the first time he did it, he did for $1,000 and he won. Yes, he won. He's yes like, oh,
winner!
Yeah.
Winner! And they make a huge deal. Winner! Yeah. Winner!
And then,
but it's his friend.
It's right, his buddy.
And then, like, 3 minutes later, the same guy goes, that one for how much? $400. And he misses it and he goes, oh, he doesn't even get mad. No. Like, when you lose $400, you're like, dang it, crap! You know, he's just like, oh. And he peels off $400 bills and hands it to the
buddy
guy. I mean, hilarious.
Those
and
guys are making a killing.
And we were standing there.
I know my buddy lost $400 to him.
They play?
Oh, my buddy did. My buddy Danny. That's how he learned. He was like, yeah, dude, I saw some hottie went. So he also has a hot chick that works for him.
See, it just
depends. He said a hottie won $400, so he played and he got cleaned out.
Not when we went. It was some dude can't even speak English.
Yes,
like,
and
like,
it was
on,
so
dude
funny. I was standing there with one of my buddies, and the guy points to my buddy and goes, which one? And my buddy goes, my hands are broken. I can't point.
That's smart.
And we turned and walked away. We were just trying to watch it for fun.
And they don't let you film.
No.
When you film, the second you film, they say, no cameras, no cameras,
yeah,
no cameras.
Because you put it in slow-mo, you'll see them take the ball out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dang, I didn't know they cheated like that.
Oh, yeah. All right. We're out of here.
All right.
I have no idea.
Sore Loser Show on Twitter.
Yeah.
Thanks go
vote. Go vote in our poll. I got two polls up there.
What polls do you have up?
Who are you cheering for in the NLDS, the Braves or the Dodgers? And then also, I have another separate poll for the Brewers and Rockies.
Okay.
And tomorrow we'll put up the one for the ALDS.
And also, I'll post a picture of Pitt so you can see what he looks like on our Instagram. Sore Losers
Don't
Podcast.
Don't be too hard on him, guys. He's a huge Chiefs fan. Disregard the Chiefs memorabilia he's wearing.
Yeah.
I mean, the
Is
memorabilia.
Is he wearing a t-shirt and a hat?
Just Chiefs? A hat, but okay. The memorabilia doesn't stop there. He's got a Chiefs couch at home. He's got a Chiefs car logo, Chief logo on his car.
My chick said on Facebook, he posts pictures of his house,
yeah,
and he has nothing but Chiefs stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a Chiefs refrigerator that he has, too.
Yep, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I can't believe his girl lets him get away with that.
Well, they don't live together.
Okay, good. All
Coach,
right.
Why would you
Moving
throw that?
Along.
Anything right else we want to say? And here's his social.
All right, man, thanks for listening. Mean. Thanks for listening, guys.
They don't live together, Eddie.
It's complicated.
Dang, that was kind of mean of me. Sorry, brother.
Do we buzz out?
Yeah.